eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's 3 a.m. and who are the black-eyed kids at the door?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. You can call it in at any time, 855-853-4802. Write them in if you want, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get all the advanced episodes, you get access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can try it there, 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Ooh, black eyed kid stories scare me.
Before we go to a scary story, that made me think of, you know how you lay in bed and scroll through TikTok or Instagram videos and stuff? So I was doing that actually this morning, and I stumbled across this comedian, and he was talking about, remember when someone used to come to your door? You're a kid and everybody's like, I'll get it. Like, there's somebody at the door. And then everybody would welcome the stranger into the home and you would go into the kitchen where your mom would have a Sara Lee crumb cake and she would tell you before, this is for company. We can't have this unless company comes over. And now there's a stranger and it's like, oh my God, we could have some of this Sara Lee cake. And I got to laughing so hard because we used to answer our doors like, because I am not shitting you right now. If somebody knocked on the door, I don't think either of us would answer it.
Well, and it's worse than that. Like, we would let them in and then give them an hour and a half of our time to show us how the vacuum cleaner worked.
Back in the day, we wouldn't do that now.
And like, we might even pay them money to buy whatever they were selling.
Yeah. And now, like, you'd be like, oh, although when I got fired and I was off work for 8 weeks or 7 weeks, whatever it was, I was surprised how many people came over for windows and siding. Oh. But I had just bought the house. And so, but there's people who just walk up and down the street. I go, ain't nobody going to answer their damn door.
No.
It's like, you might as well call them because they ain't going to answer that either.
Yeah, I don't call. I don't answer. I don't know how many calls today. I looked down and went, I do not know anybody from Regina, Saskatchewan, right?
And it is Regina.
And it is Regina, people. It's not, you know.
Because it sounds like a female bar.
You think
it's
Regina, but no.
It's Regina.
In Canada, it's Regina.
Well, and it's like when the phone would ring as a kid, I remember all of us running to it. I'll get it. I'll get it. I'll get it. And now if a phone rang in the house, everybody would be like, number one, whose phone is it?
Yeah.
But you still don't answer it. It was just so funny. And so like it's 3 a.m., I'm serious. If there's a knock at my door, it's black-eyed kids, as far as I'm concerned. I ain't even looking out the window.
Man,
I need a Ring video.
I am scared of the black-eyed kids.
And now we're having this conversation in that window behind
I know.
As the shade is open. Can you go shut it?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
My God. I can't even. Like, I can't have the shades open at night because what if they're standing out there and they're just waiting for us to invite them in? Thank you, Kathy. So here's a story.
You're going to tell me this story and then I am not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You know what we're going to do after this? We're going to watch some House Hunters.
Okay.
Or we could watch My Dream Lottery.
Yeah, I love David Bromstead.
I know we
do. He's the cutest.
If anybody knows him, tell him about us.
We love him.
Anyway, so here's the story, and it says, "Hi guys, my name is Heather, and before I begin my story, I will give a somewhat backstory to the day in question. My mom and I have always been closer than ever. So when she moved to a rural area an hour and a half away from me, I was really sad because I didn't get to see much of her. Her house was almost in the middle of the woods. Her neighbors were miles away and no children anywhere for miles, and she liked that quiet life."
Okay.
Ooh, hell
I'm scared
no.
of the woods at night. I saw the Blair Woods.
Yeah, the Blair Witch Project.
And that's like, that ruined me for nighttime woods.
That, the way she just described that, like, that would be kind of hell for me.
I mean, I didn't even understand the movie, but I was
still scared
me.
So it says, "One day I was really missing my mom. And so my then boyfriend, who I'll call Jake, said to me, 'Hey, you have the day off work, so let's take the day to go see your mom.'" I'm surprised
nice
he's the then boyfriend.
Nice
"You don't know how happy that made me. So we made the drive, picked up my mom, drove a good distance for dinner, shopping, and drinks. By the time we dropped her off, it was pushing 1 a.m., so we decided to stay the night. Jake took the lazy boy and I took the couch. I fell asleep rather quickly, and Jake is a bit of a night owl. And the next morning, I woke up and looked at Jake, and he had a terrified look on his face, and I could tell he hadn't slept at all that night. And I asked what was wrong, and he said, 'You didn't hear that last night?' And I said, 'No, what in the world are you talking about?' So here is the story I was told. I was sitting," so this is Jake telling the story.
Okay.
"I was sitting in the lazy boy watching the TV on low so as not to disturb you or your mom, and I heard banging on the side of the trailer, really loud bangs, followed by a knock on the door. It's not my house, and it's like 3 a.m., so I was not answering the door. Then the knocking came again, so I peeked out to see three young children between the ages of 8 and 13. They all had their hoods up, and I couldn't see their faces. I went and sat back down, and something didn't feel right. And then I heard, 'Why won't you let us in?' And then more banging on the side of the trailer. That went on for about an hour or so. I finally looked out the back door, and they were standing in the woods staring at me. Then they turned their back and began walking. I didn't know where they were walking to because it was miles from the nearest house or property. Again, it's 3 a.m., and I didn't know what to do. Finally, when I was awakened in the morning and he told me about this, I asked, 'Why didn't you wake me? And if he had woken me up, would I have let them in? Would I have woken up my mom? Part of me wishes I had so that I could know. We'd never heard of the black-eyed children until after that incident when we were Googling, what could it be? Did he encounter the black-eyed kids? What if they would have come in? Thanks for listening. I love the show, Heather." See, that's the question that I don't know.
Okay, but here's my question. How did no one else hear this?
Wasn't meant for them. It was just meant for him.
Because the banging, the getting up, the let us in, you know, you would think that everyone else would have
to
hear
that. But
don't
you think that there could be something that's paranormal that only you are experiencing? Like here, okay, so I just Googled this. Like, what if you let the black-eyed kids in? And this is from 2016.
No one will ever know because anybody that's let them in.
I let the headline says, okay, now this is from weekinthetheweird.com.
Okay,
but
well, yeah.
It says, "I let the black-eyed children into my home. Now I'm slowly dying."
Oh.
That could happen.
Yeah, okay. There's that.
That could happen. Yeah, the legend suggests that encountering them can lead to negative consequences, like slowly dying.
Like slowly dying.
Maybe losing all your money or something. I don't know. It's like...
You never get to meet David Bronstadt if you lose money.
Oh my God, and that would be horrible. Well, not like we're going to meet him anyway, but we think about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think she should ever question why she didn't know, why she wasn't woken up. she just has to accept it for what it is, mm-hmm. because them kids shouldn't have been let in the house.
Oh.
And I don't even know, would they come in or do they want your soul?
Yeah.
Is that it? Like they just want to suck your soul out of you or something?
Like an incubus thing or something.
Oh, I hate that word. I hate that word so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry I used it. Your face, you just look really upset at me.
I do. I hate that word.
But that's scary. It's like, I think that's horrifying. And, you know, like that to me, to go, you know, have a knock at the door at 3 a.m. anyway. Right.
Oh my God, it just hit me.
Oh.
Because I'm like, oh my God, Jake is so nice. Why is he her then boyfriend? He broke up with her after that.
Yeah. He's like, I ain't going back to your mom's in the woods. Like your mom could stay
hell
out
no
there.
With you and them black eyed kids.
Like, I don't know what your family's up to, but I don't want no part of this.
Oh, Heather. Like you guys have been the one who got away.
Like Jake's like, and you guys don't even notice.
You guys didn't wake up?
It's so normal
to
you.
They were banging on the trailer?
It's so normal.
Y'all just slept.
Well, so normal to you guys, right?
Obviously, you like black-eyed kids. You probably would have fed them. Your soul. Or my soul.
I mean,
Jake feels like they would have fed him his soul. That's why they broke up.
I'm having a hard time not... calling him Jake from State Farm.
And then I'm like, Jake from State Farm is so cute.
So adorable.
It's like, I would never want to break up with Jake from State Farm.
I love him so much. My God.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. We're going to... That's what happened. Poor Jake from State Farm was afraid she was going to feed the soul to his soul to the black
eyed
kid.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight thinking... You know, it's going to get late and I'm going to think of these black-eyed kids. It's scary. Like, I know this is just irrational, but I taught college for years, right? And there was a period, I would say heavily 5 or 6 years ago, when kids were wearing hoodies to class.
Oh, I remember you telling me how it creeped you out.
They would have their hood up in class. And it really bothered me. And I would try to be teaching, but then there's these kids and they got their hood up and then their face kind of down and their eyes, they look up at you and it'd be like,
take that damn hood.
Yeah. Like
put that damn hood down.
And I think it goes back to this black eyed hood kid story.
Cause they all seem to wear hoodies.
They haven't been doing that for quite a while now, but.
And I wonder if like in the 1930s, was it black eyed kids with bonnets or something?
Or maybe just a hood, like a cape or something. You know what I mean? Know. Like a robe.
Because it seems like a lot of hoodies involved with these kids.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our next story.
Hey guys, my name is Joe. I am from Georgia. My story is about my dad. In end of 2016, he got re-diagnosed with cancer and he passed. August of 2017 after losing the fight. Backstory behind that, when he was first diagnosed, my mom and I got in an argument over a vehicle. So I didn't really talk to them for several months, just to avoid any arguments. Once my dad passed, you know, I felt guilty for not being there for him. About a week or two afterwards, walking to my bedroom, I saw my dad standing in the corner wearing a black and white suit at a younger age. He looked like a lot younger than what he was, and just staring, not moving, just staring. A few nights later on, when I was exiting my bathroom, that's in the master bath, I saw my dad standing in the same area again, same exact thing, just staring. A few days later on, while walking past my walk-in closet, I had a feeling my dad was in the closet, but I was just terrified to look, and I just kept on walking and just pretended I didn't see, you know, feel or see anything or want to look. Eventually told my mom about it, and she said that he's probably there, you know, to check it up on you. And I said, you know, well, it scared me. And she said, why? I said, because he's out to get me for not being there for him. She says, don't think that way. He's just, he's forgiven you. So, a few weeks later on, while I was at my job, my wife called me frantically saying, I just saw your dad standing by his picture, smiling. And his name's Orlando, and she says, Orlando, what can I do for you? She also called for my daughter, who exited her room from the other side of the house, and she said she saw like a cloudy image fading away when she walked out. Not too long afterwards, we started smelling a urine smell by my boy's bathroom, just outside of it. And come to find out that my youngest son, Mason, who's on the spectrum of autism, says he saw Grandpa in the mirror and he was just too scared to go in there, so he peed outside. He just couldn't comprehend why Grandpa's in heaven and he's seeing him in his mirror. During that time, you know, that whole month of September of 2018 and correction 2017 and of September and October was a bad month for my family. Top of my dad passing, my uncle passed, my cousin passed, my dog passed, and my wife's sister's father-in-law passed. My wife said she even saw my dog on the couch sort of during that time, and it was kind of freaked her out. Eventually moved, and just as of recently, my youngest daughter has been seeing my father in the hallway and told my mom about it again, and she said, well, he's obviously there for a reason, checking up on the kids. And backstory of my kids, I recently got custody of them from their mom and got them out of an abusive home. So that's my only thought, is he's there trying to protect them. I don't know. Still don't know why I see my dad. You know, me and my siblings and my mom all have his ashes on a little pendant we were on our necks. And every once in a while, I just get the feeling that he's there. But, you know, I wish I could see him again, but I haven't since then. But everyone else is. Don't know what to make of it. See what you guys think. Have a good day.
You know, that's interesting because he wants to see his dad again. Everybody else is seeing them, but he's scaring everybody else. You know, like mm-hmm. The kids aren't okay with it. That's hard for them to comprehend.
Right.
So I'd almost like just have like a meditation moment, you know, like just go sit in the quiet and have a heart-to-heart talk with your dad and tell him all the things mm-hmm. that you felt guilty about, because all that shit's got to go, because you can't right. You can't carry that around. But I think I'd have a...
And I don't think you did anything with malice in your heart when anything happened.
But you know,
right?
When something does happen, then and everything you said comes back.
Right,
and you,
a millionfold. But, you know, the thing is, and this is what I always want to believe, is that when we do pass, we know, mm-hmm. right? We know what was in other people's hearts. We know, we see a much bigger picture. You know, when we live, we see it from our, we can only see it from our point of view.
Right.
And right now, that's what he feels, is that he's only seeing from his point of view what's going on. But his dad has a much richer view now. And
that's
his dad knows. I think his dad's there to protect. But I do think it would do him some good to do exactly what you said. Sit down, just have a heart-to-heart with him, talk to him, and maybe your dad just needs to hear that, and he can go on.
I have had so many heart-to-heart talks with our dad, and I frequently, not as much anymore, but once in a while, I'll be like, God, you know, it's been a rough day, and I kind of have this little conversation with him, but I used to do it frequently when I would drive. Because mm-hmm. that's where, for some reason, I've always kind of felt my dad with me in the car. And because he taught me a lot about driving. Mm-hmm. And he drove. He was a truck driver for a long time. And, you know, so I don't know.
And a plane driver.
like all kinds. Our dad did everything. I was talking with somebody today.
And a hearse
like,
driver.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, my dad was an undertaker. What? Like, how'd that never come up? Well,
you know.
It's before he was a truck driver for the Doobie Brothers and Michael Jackson and Pink Floyd. And like
it was David like, Bowie. My dad was out on the road
Cindy
with
Lauper.
David Bowie.
He drove for Cindy Lauper. It was just, so he had a really interesting story. But I have had so many heart-to-heart talks with him mm-hmm. since he's been gone. And not just him, other people I've lost. And I think it's really powerful that his dad is still around, and I definitely think it has something to do with the kids
mm-hmm.
because
but now the kids are safe.
He said they were in an abusive situation and he's probably been watching over them for a while.
And but now maybe it's time to say, it's okay, you can go, Dad. Mm-hmm. I've got this. We're yeah. safe now. The kids are safe now. We're all here. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and you know, the kids are sensitive enough that they do see him, you know, sometimes.
Or, you know, I kind of...
He said his daughter had been seeing him in the hall.
And I don't mind. I've always thought that once you die, there's no such thing as time. So your dad could hang out for a lifetime. He could be hanging out for the next 50 years. And just kind of protecting, watching over sort of thing. But he needs to be more background and not scare the kids, especially if you have a child with autism. That's really, really hard to explain.
Maybe it's time to say, "It's I've got it from here, Dad."
I definitely think he needs to do that. Okay, one more story. It says, "Hey there, I've sent in a few stories now. I thought I had sent them all in, but I thought of one more. When I was in high school, I met a friend who became my soul sister. We were inseparable during that time. And one night, we went with some guys to a local spot called Crybaby Bridge in Millington, Maryland. The guys we were with knew all about it, but we didn't. The story was that a baby was thrown from the bridge and killed. That's all I remember. I think the ghost of the bridge was the mom trying to find it to save the baby. See, there's one right up the street here. It's the same story, Theorosa's Bridge.
Oh, really?
They told us that if you stopped your car at the edge of the bridge, her ghost would push you across the bridge. We were in my car, but one of the guys was driving, and he stopped at the edge, put my car in neutral, and it slowly rolled and seemed to stop on the other side. That doesn't necessarily mean paranormal. It could be that it had a very slight slant to the bridge, and your car's in neutral.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be different if you left your car in park with the parking brake on. Let's see how tough this
and
goes.
Like,
screen.
It was the strongest ghost ever. While there, I felt super heavy and off. One of the guys took a few photos, but said when he woke up the next day, he went to look at them and his whole camera had been erased clean, which made no sense. When we were there, our camera and phone batteries kept draining and recharging quickly. We could watch the battery levels go down to all but dead and within a few seconds go all the way back up to full charge. We all decided to go under the bridge for some dumb reason. It's like, don't.
I know.
Haven't you seen a movie with us?
I know.
What? The feeling got worse underneath. There were just rocks, water, and trees, but they were pretty far back from where we were, so we weren't near them. When we decided to leave, we all went back up to the road, got in my car. It acted as if it wasn't going to start for a minute. Oof. Another thing we were told would happen. That's what I keep saying. If we go to Theorosa's Bridge, I'm going to get in the car. It's going to go, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
On the way home, my friend and I both felt a burning sensation in our arms in the same spot. When we looked, we both had a fresh, blood-drawn scratch that looked identical in the exact same spot. But we didn't scratch ourselves or get close enough to the trees or anything else to receive a scratch. But they were real and they were there. The next morning, I woke up and it was gone. There was no scar, blood, or anything indirect, and there was never a scratch there. I texted my friend and told her. She said the same thing. Hers had disappeared too. We never went back, and unfortunately, my friend passed about 2 years ago now, but that was such a weird experience. That's from Shelby, who sent in another story.
Well, okay, I think a couple of things here is one, I think that we can have these urban myths, so to speak, or whatever, where, like you said, there's a bridge up the road from you with almost the exact same identical story, right? And we can have those, but there's always some weird little bit of element of truth somewhere here, right? There, I think there was a, you know, there is something weird going on with this bridge. It does give you weird feelings. There has some electronic activity that happens there. Now, whether the whole baby thing and whatever that story was is really true or not, I don't know. You know, that might have just got attached to it because it's such a creepy bridge.
You know, and the one here, the Theorosa's Bridge, now, there's various stories. But I also think you're in high school or young. You're out with your friends and they're like, let's go to the crying baby bridge. And you're like, okay. Like, even though you don't want to go, you're like, okay, I'll go.
It just sounded like Jan Brady.
I don't mind. I'll go. As long as Marcia's not there. So you go, and you don't really want to go.
Right.
So you're all creeped out before you even get there. Mm-hmm. So I think that heightened sense of, shit, I'm at the Crying Baby Bridge, and I got to be cool, because my friends are all being cool. I don't want to go under the bridge, but they're going under the bridge. So I could see how you would get this. You're scared anyway.
Right.
So I think there's a heightened sense. And so you might hear, like the one here, supposedly one of the things is you can hear a baby crying in the distance. Maybe. You could also hear a feral cat that sounds like a baby crying in the distance. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think sometimes you can scare yourselves. But they both got scratched in the same place on the same arm, and mm-hmm. both the scratches are gone the next day. I can't explain that.
You know, I have a tendency to the feel batteries like thing. More, there is something weirdly paranormal about this spot, right? But was it that story? Or is that just the story that's told to people, you know, because, it's creepy and you get a good ghost story that way? I don't know, but it does seem like there is some paranormal activity.
Okay, so I just pulled it up. Look at the bridge. It's got...
Ooh, that is a creepy bridge.
That looks like a train bridge, though. Doesn't it look like more
but
of
I think
a train
there's one
than
beside
road?
It, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know which one. It looks like two bridges. There's that one. Mm-hmm. Might be a train bridge on one side. I can't tell. Yeah,
that's my guess.
Here's an old black and white one. That's some creepy ass crying baby bridge right mm-hmm. there. But it is definitely known for being haunted.
But don't you think? I mean, maybe or maybe not that they're the baby story's true. But
this is interesting. So this is Wikipedia, Crybaby Bridge. Crybaby Bridge is a term that refers to numerous bridges across the United States associated with urban legends and ghost stories involving the sounds of babies crying. Mm-hmm. So ours is known as something else, but it's the same kind of thing. That's interesting.
But I do think there was something there paranormal.
I mean, the batteries thing.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it could just be a creepy feeling place and you scare yourself, but...
Because, like, here is an article about Crybaby Bridge in Ohio.
In Ohio.
So they're kind of... It's on Egypt Road. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think part of it, you get yourself all worked up and you go out there mm-hmm. and then you do experience something. I don't think that explains everything that happened to them that night.
So, I agree.
I don't know. But see, now I kind of want to go to Theorosis Bridge, and then I kind of don't because I'm afraid my car will die. Then I'm
well.
Stuck
maybe
there.
We leave the car like over and walk over.
Then we got
to
walk
and
hear crying babies always. Shit. Okay, so if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show with the advanced episodes and access to the complete archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.